Signal failure on London Underground. Signal success on Smoke Radio.
I decided this show was a bit too Radio 1-ish, or a bit too mock Radio 1-ish, a bit too Radio 2-ish. So I thought, let's go for Radio 4 and do a new thing called Thought for the Day. There should be a bed for this. It should sound hot.
It's a bit sophisticated.
Yeah, so, well, also, it makes you out to be a little bit like Jesus.
Well, this is mainly the point of it. I mean, I need my ego massaged a little bit for this. I'm not in a position of authority. I'm just merely giving you something to mull over, you know, during your time on Earth. You know, just something that we can all maybe agree on. So, here we go. This is my thought for the day. Summer has returned, and one of the byproducts of summer is obviously wasps. It's a bit cold for them at the moment, and a friend of mine was recently attacked by a wasp, and she then went on a tirade about how useless wasps are and how pointless and how they seem to be just generally bereft of purpose, and they're just destined to fulfill their own ends, and they're quite selfish. And I thought, hang on a minute, selfish, useless, confused, angry, that sounds a lot like the human race. So my message today is that instead of shunning the wasps, we should embrace the wasps. They're our natural allies. They're not chimps or dogs as we once thought. The wasp is our closest. It's only because they're annoyed. We're annoyed. We just become annoyed. Wasps are just holding up a mirror to ourselves. This is what we are. Wasps. So next time you get out that spray and you try to kill a fellow brother, just think about it. The wasp is lost in the same way that we are, searching for meaning. Thank you.
Well, we are wasps.
Thank you very much. Go to a song. It's been emotional.
Signal on Smoke Radio.